In our lives, hopefully, we have people we look up to. People who give us advice, who point us in the direction we want to go. People whose words speak truth that we should know already, but somehow we need to hear it from them first. People whose wisdom sounds so exactly on the mark that they must surely have a connection to heaven. These people could be parents or siblings, spouses, friends, coworkers, or on occasion, maybe even a rabbi. Whoever these relationships are, whoever these special people are, we strive to make them proud. We want only to make sure we do not disappoint them. And most of the time, what we need is the courage and strength to listen to what is often hard advice to follow. Most of the time, what we need is to remember to be humble and listen to those wise words. But sometimes, occasionally, once in a while, we need the strength to look up to those that we look up to look them in the eyes, and say, I disagree. To stand up to them and say, I need to disappoint you now. Sometimes we know better. This week, Gad and Reuben disappoint Moses. Can you imagine a leader more looked up to, more revered than Moshe Rabbeinu? Greatest prophet, a man who hath seen God face to face, wrought miracles in this world, brought water forth from rocks, led a people for 40 years to the very banks of the Jordan River. Moses, who led the people today, finally, to the very precipice of the Holy Land of Israel. And the day before that entry, remember, in some ways the Torah ends this week. The entire book of Deuteronomy is Moses' last big speech. Today is the end of the activities. Today is the end of the stuff that happens. And on that last day, Reuben and Gad come up to Moses and say, thank you for leading us. We want to stay here. Reuben and Gad look Moses in the eyes and say, you've led us to the promised land, but we're not going to go in. We're shepherds. We want to build our cities in this land, on this side of the Jordan. This is where we want to settle. They knew they were right. And in fact, Moses' reaction proves that they were right. When Moses gets a challenge to his authority, when someone says, Moses, what you think is not right, I'm going to do something different. Almost every time Moses follows a formula, he says, let's ask God and see what God thinks. It's a good plan, by the way, when you're Moses. And every time God says, Moses is right, listen to Moses. Do what Moses says, Moses is right. This time, though, Moses doesn't consult with God. Moses launches into a tirade. And the Torah, which records very little dialogue, very precious few spoken words, are recorded in the Torah. Moses takes several verses to upbraid Gad and Reuben. How dare you? Are you going to let your brethren march into the land of Israel alone? Are you going to abandon our dream? Have you not marched for 40 years only to fall short of the goal? And then he digs in deep and says, you are no better than those 10 spies. 40 years ago, 10 spies lost faith in God, came back and said, we can't conquer the land, and because of it, your parents died in the desert. God was angry at them and punished them, and now you're doing the same thing. Now, on the surface, this seems an appropriate response. But digging a little deeper, it is clearly an emotional response. Moses responds as if he personally has been wounded. His words are cutting, sharp, mean even, because he feels hurt. He feels his trust has been broken. And then Reuben and Gad stand up and continue their request. The word they use is Vayigashu. It's a Hebrew word packed with a lot of meaning. Literally, it means they stood up to Moses. But the connotation is they stood up intimately to Moses. In other words, they didn't stand in his face. They didn't rebel against Moses. They put their arm around Moses. They stood up and said quietly, "Please let me finish." They stood up and said, "Moses, you are our leader, but please let me go on." And in their response, we know exactly why they stood up. They tell us, "We don't want to abandon everyone, but we know that we are shepherds and this is the land for shepherds. Let us have this land for grazing. We'll build fortified cities, a place to keep our stuff, our possessions, and our families. And then our soldiers will go in and be the forefront, the front line, the special forces of the new Israeli army. You see, all the rest of the tribes will have all of their children, all of their possessions with them. They will move slowly. They will act cautiously. You need a group of soldiers who can act quickly, decisively, sometimes brutally. Let us be your shock troops. Let us be your special forces. We are uniquely suited to do this, and we can do it even better if we leave our settlements, our children, here on this side of the Jordan." We find out that Gad and Reuben had to disappoint Moses because for that one moment, they understood better than Moses what the Jewish people needed. And then Moses responds, and in typical Moses fashion, he shows us weakness and he shows us strength. First, the weakness of his emotional reaction we just heard, and then the strength, which is the flip side of the lesson that sometimes we must disappoint those we look up to. Moses says, "Oh, that's a good point. You are right. If you do this, you will be honored by God. If you do this, you will be included in all that Israel has to offer. If you live up to these standards, then it's true. You are right." The flip side is that sometimes we have the opportunity to be the one who's looked up to. Occasionally, someone in our life looks to us for advice. Someone wants us to be a leader. And that is a precious trust. And Moses reminds us that at some point, that person who looks to us for advice, whether they be a child, a sibling, a coworker, or a congregant, is going to say, "No, I can't do what you say. I know better." And Moses is reminding us that when we are the leader, it is our job to listen. It is our job to try and be humble. It is our job to remember that sometimes we don't know better. Sometimes people know themselves better than we can. So this Shabbat, I wish us three things. I wish us the blessing of people in our lives we can look up to, of people whose wisdom is true and strong. I wish us the courage to once in a while, Vayigashu, to stand up, look them in the face, put our arms around them and say, "I have to disappoint you now because I know better." And I wish us the strength, when we are the disappointed one, I wish us the strength to push past the hurt, the pain, the broken trust, to hear what they have to say and to decide maybe they are right. This Shabbat, I wish us the blessing of Reuben and Gad, because ultimately they are right. They do exactly as they say, and because of it, Israel has a better chance than they would have to conquer, to fulfill the mission of God, to build a holy land in Israel, to build a home for monotheism, to build a home for our ancestors, all because Reuben and Gad disappointed Moses. So this Shabbat, may we go home with wisdom, strength, and courage. Shabbat Shalom.